This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
24 minutes to 9, you're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean, and now we're talking about Auschild, an independent, not-for-profit organisation who supports children, young people and families throughout Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland and the ACT.
We're joined now by foster carer Chris Schild to tell us about his experience and the support he's received from Auschild. Welcome to Joy Breakfast, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you.
Now, what was it that first made you interested in becoming a foster carer through Auschild?
Yeah, so I think mostly during COVID, I kind of found that I wasn't really doing a lot. I found like I wasn't really giving back to the community. I really missed a sense of family. And yeah, I think I wanted to look at ways that I could build a family of my own that was inclusive and was supportive and really give back to the community and also like acknowledge that I have a lot of privilege and be able to use that privilege to help other people or other kids.
Now, Chris, can I just quickly ask, are you a single person as a foster carer?
Yeah, so I'm a single gay man. I've just started dating someone, but actually it was a little while ago. But he has kind of come on board as I've been doing this caring thing. So
amazing.
Yeah, so I live alone and have some kids living with me and make it work. Yeah, as a single carer.
That is absolutely wonderful. So when you decided this was something you were going to do, you've got to figure out how to go, what kind of preparation did you have to think about before welcoming a child into your space and in your life?
Well, you know, actually, it wasn't a lot of preparation. I think what I ended up doing was signing up online, went to an information session, and they kind of talk you through the process. But in terms of, like, my own preparation, I mean, I have a house that I bought a few years ago, so I was kind of lucky in that sense. I've got lots of extra space, but you really don't. All you need is an extra bedroom. You don't have to own your own house. You know, you can you don't have to commit to long term. You can foster for, you know, a weekend once a month, or, you know, once every couple of months or something.
If you're doing the short-term stuff, how do you set up the space? So just, for example, a spare room, do you, you know, go, okay, well, I'm going to only look after kids that are a particular age and have like a full-size bed, or do you have to have things for a very diverse range of children?
No. You can actually choose. You can pick and choose. So if you say, and that's when I started, I said, okay, I only want school age kids and above because it's easier for me working full time.
Yeah.
Because then I can go to after school care and everything. So you can kind of pick and choose. If you want to set up, like, it'll work for whatever age group you need, you know. And the other part is that along the way, I've had the opportunity to foster like babies, but I get all of the stuff that I need for that. So, you know, the agency's been brilliant about, you know, like, I'm sure they've got prams and car seats and all of that to kind of that float around. And so if they say, oh, hey, can you look after a baby this weekend? They'll drop by everything I need and have just been super, super helpful in that regard.
It must be wonderful to have that support in that way, because obviously with situations like this or different young people, when you're giving them a space that they need, you know, you've got to just kind of prepare for anything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think you can, because you can also choose the length of the care time that you want. It also gives you a bit of stability too. I've got a young person in my care. She was 10 when she came to me. She's been with me for a year and a half, and she'll be with me longer term. And that gives you stability. If that's something that you're interested in as well, then that also gives you the stability to know the young person, to kind of get them settled and to make them feel like they're in a stable place, but also give you routine, which is great.
This is such a fascinating conversation. Stick with us, Chris. We are going to come right back to you. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
It is 18 minutes to nine, and we are chatting with Chris Schilt, a carer through Auschild Foster Care. Thanks for sticking with us, Chris. Now, are there any parts of being a carer that actually has taken you by surprise that you maybe didn't feel prepared for?
I think, you know, nearly every day is a surprise, but but I think a lot of that is, you know, is about being a parent and about learning about yourself and learning about, you know, how even how, you know, your own relationship with your own parents kind of is reflected in everyday interaction with the kids. It's been such an enriching experience. It's kind of hard to pinpoint one thing that I feel like I've learned.
Well, you were talking about the support that comes in the way of, like, things that you need, should you need that, it comes with the child. But is there a broader support that exists from other carers as well, so you can have a bit of an information bank and support each other?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I forgot to mention that they also offer lots and lots of training about like trauma, training about raising kids, all of that stuff. But also when I started, I got a peer, like a mentor carer, and she was set up. And we would text each other, you know, in my first couple of placements, we would text each other, and then we would meet up for coffee. And she's actually become one of my best friends now. We do things together all the time. Our kids do things together. We swap kids so that we get weekends free. So she'll look after my kids on some weekends, and I look after her kids so that we can actually have a full weekend with no kids. And we also, you know, that you have caseworkers through Auschild that support you as well. They check in on you. You have a carer support worker, you have carer events. It's an incredibly supportive environment and an incredibly supportive community.
Yeah, community definitely sounds strong in all of that. I was on the Auschild Instagram page, and amazingly their most recent social media post is a trans flag, and it's a post about Trans Day of Visibility. How important is it to have inclusive homes, especially for gender diverse kids who might find themselves in the scary foster care system?
Well, it's incredibly supportive, incredibly important, I think, because we want to see ourselves reflected in our families. You know, we can't pretend that we don't exist. And I think, you know, we know in terms of mental health outcomes are much better for kids that feel accepted to be who they are, trans kids, LGBTIQA plus kids, for them to feel like they can be themselves, to feel like they see themselves in the homes that they're living. It's incredibly important for mental health.
Is there like a way that the people who like allocate children, I don't know the correct words to use, but like the people who give you the option of can you take this child, are they aware of these kids' backgrounds and go, actually, we want to find a really like queer positive house because we think that this kid might be going through some stuff with their gender or their sexuality, and able to find the right environment for that kid?
Yeah, absolutely. They always, they're very considered every time they place any child. So they take into considerations LGBTIQA plus status. They also take into consideration cultural, faith considerations. Mm. And so they really try and match the child with the house, and they really try to make sure that the child can be who they are when they're at home. I've met lots of carers, and I haven't met many that I would say are not LGBTIQA plus inclusive. So
that's great.
I think it's probably the nature of the caring, the nature of the role, and also Auschild, you know, they really push for that in their, you know, their assessment and in their support, that, you know, the homes have to be LGBTIQA plus inclusive.
Love that. We love that so much. Well, if anyone was thinking about becoming a carer, a foster carer, or doing it, what are some things you would say to them? Looking back on your experience about it being fulfilling and something they should do.
Yeah, I think the first thing is just do it. Like, I've spoken to so many people that, you know, I think, oh, I can't do it because I'm working full time, or I can't do it because, you know, I haven't got the space, or I can't do it because I can't commit to long term. And you'd be surprised that you actually can. Like, there's lots of options and lots of opportunities for you to be able to do it just by signing up, by looking into it, by attending an info session. Mm. You might realize that it is something you can do a lot sooner than you think, and not have to wait for all of these things to fall into place. As we know, that doesn't always happen. And, you know, if it's something that you really want to do, then absolutely just look into doing it, and AusTrade will help you make it work.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you do lots of parenting. Do you feel like a parent at the end of the day? Do you go, yeah, I'm in a dad role?
yes, I think so. You definitely do. You know, there are definitely differences. You know, there are differences, but overall I feel like, and I call myself dad to these kids, you know. Mm. So you do feel that way, and they call you dad, and you know, there might be differences you know, here and there, but overall you're still, you know, raising these children, you're making a huge difference in their lives.
Okay, my heart just got so full, I think it's about to explode.
We just gotten a message from Jamie and Chris, I just want you to hear, saying this is an excellent interview with you about your experience with AusChild and LGBTIQ+ inclusivity. It's so enlightening, and what a great thing to do. Chris, you're amazing. That's from Damien.
You're amazing, Chris. Thank you so much for joining us as well. If you want to find out more on how you too could help a child in need, you can head to auschild.org.au.
You can sign up for online information sessions as well. Honestly, this has been a really lovely chat to have this morning and to start our week with. Thank you for what you're doing, Chris, and for sharing that with everyone so they can figure out how they can do it as well.
Thank you very much, Ta.
You're on Joy Breakfast. It is 11 minutes to 9. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.